had to be subdued before he could be taken into custody. Bill Hunt, director of the Montana Aeronautics Commission, said red tape is preventing Frontier Airlines from turning over a state subsidy to Apache Airlines. Apache took over Frontier's Montana routes last month, and if Apache fails to provide the needed service, then Frontier has to take the routes back. Frontier received the subsidy on the basis of the difference between what it charged per passenger and what it cost to operate. The Industrial Council of the Montana Chamber of Commerce has come out in opposition to the House Post Office Reform Bill, which would require all members of the Post Office Department to become union members. Council Chairman Don Delaney of Missoula says the House-passed bill includes provisions for a union shop in all future contract negotiations. The bill is currently being considered by the Senate. Well, here in our Magic City, two proclamations issued by the Office of the Mayor this morning. Whereas Billings is relatively free of crime and our incidence of fire is low, and whereas the crime rate is increasing sharply, and with the conscientious effort of all the citizens of Billings, it can be slowed measurably if each person will take a special effort to be alert about what goes on around them and report any suspicious acts to the police. And whereas our law enforcement people report that a substantial number of crimes are committed in broad daylight in the view of many unsuspecting people, and whereas if every person in Billings will follow the slogan, if you see it, report it, Billings will become a safer community in which to live.